Now, we are really honestly reaching for the stars until 4 o'clock, courtesy of my in-depth guest today, Leicestershire astronomer Paul Lynham. Paul, hello.
Hello, thank you very much for the invitation.
Oh, it's great. Great to see you. You're going to have a chat about all manner of things between now and 4 o'clock, no wonder. And actually hear some of your favourite pieces of music as well. I love the first one that you've chosen as well, but we'll get on to that in a little while. First of all, just tell us a little bit about growing up in Leicester, because you were born at the General, I think.
Yes, I was born at the General Hospital in 1972 in the summer. I was one of the heaviest babies at 10 pounds 14 ounces. People were coming from, or the nurses were coming from various wards to come and see the famous heavy baby.
That's as much as that.
Indeed.
Good grief, yes.
So, in fact, my poor mother had three of us, and we were all over 10 pounds. So I think she had to stop after that.
I can imagine so. You were the youngest then of three brothers. What was it like for you then?
Oh, fantastic. Growing up in South Leicestershire in Wixton Magna there. And a lovely family home. And we explored the villages of South Leicestershire, Fleckney and Wistow and Saddington and all around the Grand Union Canal. It was a lovely upbringing.
Did you actually get a bit spoiled being the youngest, do you think? Or...
My brothers will argue that's the case, for sure.
You didn't think so, really?
No, of course not.
No. So obviously this was, you know, the formative years for you. Your home was Wixton Magna then. Your dad was an engineer.
Yes, he worked at some of the famous Leicestershire companies around the place. So he spent a long time at the Metal Box branch out on Loughborough Road, and also Goodwin Barsby, a famous Leicester name. And then mother worked for the Woolco organisation, or the Woolco department store, then up in Odeby, before moving to Sainsbury's in Wixton a bit later on. So, yeah, they have their places in Leicester history at some point.
Yeah. Are they both still around?
Yes. So we're back from America visiting them this week.
Smashing. So that's where home is now. But we'll rewind a little bit to the early days, because I'm not yet seeing a link to studying outer space, really. Certainly, I think, you know, in the last 5 years, astronomy has been definitely, you know, popularised to a wider audience with Stargazing Live, for a start off. That's become a kind of an annual fixture early in the year on the telly, hasn't it? And I suppose before that, really, the only thing I could think of is The Sky at Night.
Yes,
Patrick Moore, which I suppose was seen by rather fewer people. What sparked your interest then in observing the planets and the stars?
Well, this goes back again to my childhood in Wixton Magna, and it was a very memorable moment, a fraction of a second, memorable for two reasons. First, I was with one of my brothers, and it was one of the few times in my youth that I can remember being together and not having a fight. And the second was that we were happening to look outside the window, looking over the garden of the house into the sunset horizon. And while we looked in silence, we saw a big, bright green fireball go from right to left across the horizon. So bright, it cast the shadows of the trees flickering on the garden, and it was sparking and flaming. And there was this moment of silence between myself and my brother Liam. And my brother said, "What, did you see that?" So there was a little bit of an awe-inspired comment of confirmation. So we definitely did see it. And then he said, "That was a comet." And that's when the argument started, and that's where the fighting started. So I said it wasn't a comet, and then, you know, to prolong the debate, I went to my local library, or my school library, in fact, my primary school library, to get a book to prove him wrong. And I fell in love with the pictures that were in that book at that time, of all these gas clouds and galaxies and so on. And that really provoked my interest in astronomy.
So if it hadn't have been for that occurrence that night, you might never have gone down this path at all.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, yeah, it was a fraction of a second that changed the whole of my life.
And what was it then? What did you discover?
We never found out for sure. And at that time, I've never found any records or documentation of that particular event. But it was either a natural meteor or a piece of space junk.
And you did start looking into astronomical occurrences in Leicestershire after that?
Oh, certainly, yes. So I was very lucky, in fact, to have discovered or been directed towards the local astronomical society, which has a very profound influence on fostering my particular interest as a youngster in astronomy. So that's Leicester Astronomical Society. And there were particular individuals there and the society as a group that were very valuable and provided profound guidance in developing my interest. So in 1986, for example, we were down at the university, Leicester University Observatory at Manor Road in Odeby, to watch Halley's Comet. And we were queuing in line, you know, late into the night during December, I think it was December, cold evening, clear night. And there was a professor there, Professor Meadows, who was a famous astronomer from Leicester University. And he had initially investigated the Barwell meteorite fall in 1968. It's a very famous meteorite fall in the UK, probably the largest single piece of meteorite ever recovered. So he was this grand old gentleman standing by the eyepiece of the telescope, and as we approached, you know, we had our view of Halley's Comet, my father and myself. And it was, you know, the Astronomical Society at the time were also there, and I got connected to the Astronomical Society.
So that's the legendary Professor Jack Meadows that you met, and obviously that just further, you know, stoked your interest in astronomy. We'll talk then about what happened next, but I think we'll start now with our first music choice, because it is kind of all related to what we've just been talking about, isn't it? Tell us what you've chosen.
So I've chosen The Eve of the War by Jeff Wayne from the musical version of War of the Worlds, and this is in the context that we were travelling to Ireland for vacations all the time, every summer. And my father used to pack, you know, a family of five in the back of a Morris Marina at the time and drive 5 hours on the A5 to Holyhead. And he used to put this music on. And it was about going round the roundabout in Telford in the dark that this horror story of the Martians invading and the green flash in the sky was on the radio. So the audio version, the commentary version by Richard Burton, talks about a green flash in the sky. And then my brother and myself, we saw this green flash in the sky, and that inspired the awe in us.
Yeah. Jeff Wayne, Eve of the War. Here it is.